listening to Inland Edition. I'm Lillian Vasquez. STEM education has been a popular topic over the past few years, at least until the pandemic began. And then we heard how the Western Municipal Water District is working with Riverside County educators on new water education opportunities based in science. In a few minutes, we'll have a conversation with Ava DeGrave, a young teen in Murrieta who recently tested one component in the lesson plan, a video game. But first, let's talk to Ryan Shaw. He's the Director of Water Resources for the Western Municipal Water District. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you for having me, Lillian.
I know there's several different water districts in our area. Please tell me what area the Western Water District covers.
Good question. So we like to think we wear two hats. One, we do retail water and wastewater services as well as wholesale. Retail focuses primarily around the city of Riverside, as well as the city of Murrieta. But our wholesale area covers all of western Riverside County. I want to say it's around 500 square miles.
Okay. So now we know the area that you're covering. I want to talk about this project. With COVID affecting us all in one way or another, learning in the classroom has definitely changed. But the Western Water District has created a way to make learning fun, and it's learning about water. Tell me about the project and the game that's in place.
Sure. During these times, things have definitely changed, as you hinted at. But from Western, as always, we're certainly still dedicated to educating our youth and helping our teachers to educate about the importance of water use efficiency as best we can. And in fact, you could imagine a world, especially in the pandemic, without water, not being able to wash your hands or anything like that. So we are definitely still dedicated, and we have a number of programs that we like to think that have gone virtual, if I can use that word, and are still offering good opportunities for teachers and kids.
Okay, so let's talk specifically, and if there's others to talk about, please share them, but let's talk specifically about this video game that your company is either ready to launch or has already launched.
Yeah, great question. It's still in the beta form, so we're getting pretty close. We hope in the next couple months, hopefully sooner, it'll be ready to go. But Western, along with a lot of Southern California, gets water from Northern California, and it takes a long trip all the way down into our service area. And so the video game that you mentioned just kind of is a fun way for kids to learn where the water comes from, what it takes to get all the way down here, and what it really means to them. Because without it, we might be in a different type of environment.
And so I'm assuming you've been a part of the project, so you can probably speak of the game. Is there already the prototype out that you've played a little bit of, maybe trying to get the bugs out, or how is the game progressing?
Yeah, great question. We did put it out there at a recent conference just to test it. We had some really good feedback. We had a number of children participate. They all seemed to appreciate it and follow the logic. And appreciate the understanding of what we were trying to teach them. So with their feedback, along with some of their parents, we are going to modify the video game as best we can and make a better product.
And did it follow a curriculum? And what grade level is it actually addressed for?
So I think that's kind of where we're wavering a little bit, is who are we trying to reach? Mm-hmm. Originally, we wanted to get kind of K through 6 grade is what we were looking for. But based on the feedback, we may modify that a little bit, probably to shorten that range in terms of age range. And mm-hmm. we're still working on it.
So maybe like 4 through 6, or maybe not so young, or which way are you trying to modify it?
We were hoping to go as young as we can because we think it's helpful, but we don't want to go too far if it's not something that younger kids would really be interested in.
And is it following a curriculum of some sort that's put out by the state of California, or where did you get your, not you specifically, but where did one get the idea of what we wanted to teach our kids and in what level?
I don't know if it's technically a state of California curriculum, but it definitely falls within what I would call a science class for sure. Mm-hmm. Basically, the video game kind of takes you through this virtual trip down the river, so to speak, from Northern California to Southern California, and asks you questions, kind of testing you a little bit.
Like what?
Based on what you've seen. Let's start from the beginning.
Cool.
We're up in the Sierra Nevadas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Snowfall, lots of snow. It melts. It comes down the mountains. It ends up in a canal. And so we would ask questions about where did the rain and snow come from? What time of the season or the year would it fall into the canal? Maybe how long does it take to get to Southern California, for example, because that's a big deal. Obviously, winter happens in January, February, March, and then it doesn't reach Southern California for quite a little while. Once it gets down here, we talk about water treatment. So it will go through a water treatment facility, and we have a few questions on what those treatment processes might look like and what that entails. As the kids go through it, and if they get the questions right, you know, they get kind of more points, in my words, that kind of thing, and they continue to move on. And then once it goes through the treatment process, it comes down to Western, for example, and then it gets in our pipelines and then ends up at somebody's household. We kind of ask some questions about how long does it take, what does it look like, a few water quality type questions, that kind of thing.
Okay. You tried it at this, I think you said a conference or somewhere. Have students tried it, and what was their feedback? Because you must have gotten some feedback from the students and parents, because this is where you said you're doing some modification. What was the feedback, or what was the word? What were they thinking?
Sure. I don't know if this is helpful for the interview, but we did have several kids try it out. We did get feedback. It was pretty beta. So nowadays with technology and kids using other type of video games, it probably seemed pretty premature. So the feedback we got was to make it a little more lively, in my words. And so that's what we're going to try and do to make it a little more attractive for the kids.
Got it. Okay. I'm speaking with Ryan Shaw, Director of Water Resources for the Western Municipal Water District. After a short break, we'll find out how the game video component of this new water education program will find its way into the classrooms. And I'll speak to one student who had the chance to try it out. I'm Lillian Vasquez, and you're listening to Inland Edition on KVCR. Listening to Inland Edition, I'm Lillian Vasquez. Today's show is focused on water education and the development of STEM-focused programs to engage students in our region. My first guest is Ryan Shaw, Director of Water Resources for the Western Municipal Water District. Before the break, we were talking about the development of a new video game that should be available to implement into virtual and classroom learning in the spring. Ryan, once the video game is ready, how will it be launched, or how will you get it into the classroom, and what children or students or teachers will have access to it?
Sure. Once it's up and ready to go, it'll be available to anybody that wants it. It'll be up on our website. Teachers, kids, and everybody else will have the privilege of jumping on there and checking it out and utilizing it.
And are you in line with the school districts already? Is this something that they can anticipate to? Because the whole idea of learning in virtual and online is kind of, I don't want to say stale, but it's rough being online to be doing it, your education. At least it would be for me, and my children are grown. But I see the challenges that parents and teachers and administrators are looking at. And this seems like which is why I wanted to do the story, a fun way to learn about something. How will that work when you try and launch it with some of the school districts? Are you working with them?
We have a consultant on board who has direct contact with all of the teachers and schools. And I agree with you. It will be difficult. Everything is online right now. So just adding another program or quote-unquote video game may be difficult. Mm-hmm. But I think if we can work with the teachers and show them that there's some, in my words, you know, scientific value from the water resources perspective, that they can incorporate it into their curriculum.
Cool.
And we already have, if I can diverge a little bit, some direct contact with the teachers for a number of our other programs. We have a long-standing, we call it the Krieger Grants, But we have a grant for any teacher that wants to apply can get up to $1,000 per classroom for funding. Nowadays for virtual or what we might call or in-person water education projects.
I saw these grants were available, but the closing for the grants, it's already taken place, right? So the deadline to apply is closed. Or is it all year round and can teachers still apply for it?
Excellent question. It typically would have been closed already, but because of our current condition, we are extending it.
Beautiful.
That may not have been posted yet. Hopefully it has, but if not, that's our intention, is to allow teachers some more time to get their applications in, because we know it's a little difficult at the moment.
Great. Well, now that it's open again, let's talk about it. That means more teachers might hear this and possibly apply for it. What are the types of things that they can apply for or they can ask for money for to do what types of things?
Any type of project or program that they can implement in the classroom that fundamentally shows water conservation or water resource education. So it's pretty broad and open. Mm. Rarely have we ever turned a teacher down. Actually, we almost every year have too many applications where we can't fund every teacher that applies, which I think it's unfortunate, but it's a good problem to have, I guess.
Right.
So it's pretty broad. As long as they can show the water nexus in terms of education, we're pretty open to it.
Ryan, let me ask you, what have been, if you can, I don't want to put you on the spot, but what have been some of the projects that teachers have applied for in the past that have been funded? Just so teachers hear and go, oh, wait a minute, I'd love to do that in my classroom, but I need the money. So what have been some of the past projects?
One example is probably similar to what I just described in terms of that video game. Mm. Lots of teachers like to talk about, where does your water come from? And so we always like to encourage them to describe that if it comes from Northern California or the Colorado River, you know, kids can come up with, you know, kind of cool sets that they build to show physically how it comes, or they can draw it out and that kind of stuff. They also do water quality projects, just kind of showing if it's river water versus pumping water out of the ground. Versus what we call the salted water, you know, what does that look like?
So it's almost like using the money to do a class project, but this would give them the money to buy the items that they need to put the display or whatever they're creating together. Is that what it's doing?
Yes, thank you. No, that's exactly what it's doing.
Okay. And have you seen some of these in the past? Do they have to show the product to you?
Sure. Yeah, there's a circle back. They always have to show us what they've used the money for, just to make sure it's being used wisely. So we do get an after-the-fact look at it.
Okay. And if teachers are interested listening right now, is this just for the Riverside County teachers in that area, or who's eligible to apply?
It's within Western Service Area. This is a Western-funded program. So anybody within that 500-square-mile service area that I mentioned earlier.
So whether the teacher lives there or the classroom is there?
Oh, sorry. Gotcha. No, if the classroom is within the service district, they're eligible.
If someone's listening and they're a teacher or a spouse of somebody that they can tell about this project, how and where do they go to apply?
Go to Western's website, wmwd.com. Everything will be on there. You can always call us as well, 951-571-7100. And I did also want to put a plug in, if I can, in terms of going virtual in our current condition. We have it's not really new, but we've revised it. It's called Lighten Your Load. It's a one-on-one coaching and access to our education resources. So a teacher can give us a call and just get any kind of input or resources that we may have available for general water education for their classrooms. So just another, it's always been available, but a little slight change just so that teachers and others know that there's something else out there.
So I'm going to ask you to break that down a little bit, lighten your load. You can say a little bit because you know exactly what it is, but I don't have a visual of it. So tell me what it is. I'm not getting it.
Sure. So we have a education specialist on board, and she has exceptional experience and knowledge and resources on what's out there. There's all kinds of stuff online and other places related to water education. Mm. the teachers just may not be aware of, which is understandable because they've got all kinds of things that they're working on.
Right.
So we have a resource that can direct the teachers directly to these resources. And it's actually, I think it's state and nationwide, but primarily what's available locally and within the state that can be available in terms of teaching materials.
Right. So if the teacher is going to do the lesson anyway, why reinvent the wheel? Go to your website and get your lighten their load by you guys have already created it. It's just there for them to access.
You said it better than I did. Absolutely.
All right. Ryan, thank you so much for sharing your time and learning a little bit more about water and what's available to our students and our teachers right here in our region.
Certainly. Thank you for your time. Hopefully it was helpful.
We wanted to hear from one student who had a chance to preview the new water education video game. So my next guest is Ava DeGrave. She's 13, lives in the city of Murrieta, and is in the 8th grade. You've tried this video game. Tell me the name of this newly developed video game.
It's called Drippy's Journey.
And what did you think about the game? Tell me about it.
I thought it was really cool because you get to play this fun game that's kind of similar to Flappy Bird, and you're learning about local and not local water, facts about water and the reservoirs. I just thought that was pretty cool because you can learn and have fun.
And did you catch on to the game right away? It probably wasn't too hard for you. It'd probably be challenging for me, but it wasn't too hard for you?
Yeah. It was a little challenging at first, but after I kept playing, it eventually got easier and easier. Not too easy, but it was still fun.
So it was challenging. And tell me, what did you learn? What can you recall that you, by playing the game, you learned what?
You learn kind of where water goes through the water cycle. Yeah, kind of where the water goes, what moves the water around. It just kind of like facts about water, and I thought it was really cool. I learned about the Sierra Nevada Mountains where it starts and then runs down as runoff into, it runs down to be drinking water in Southern California.
Have any of your friends tried it, or obviously you've had access to it, but do you know of any of your friends that have tried it and what they might have thought?
Yes, I showed it to my friend, and she said it was really fun. And also my brother has played it, and he loves it. Like one day he just didn't do school. He was just playing this all day.
Oh, good. So let me ask, do you feel it's like for your grade level? Do you think somebody younger could do it? Or what do you think the grade level is or that could play the game and be successful at it and learn from it?
I think maybe like a 9 to 13-year-old is probably a good age. Actually, probably younger, maybe like a 7 or 8-year-old. So it's not that difficult. And you're also like learning.
When you go through it, do you have to answer questions to keep going? Or is it, what do you have to do so that you can, you know, do you have to get points to keep going? Or does it shut you down? Tell me how the process is.
So I think it gives you I think there's a certain time limit, like for to do a certain level, because it'll kind of cut you off sometimes. And then you have to answer a question. It'll be like, where did Drippy start his journey? The Sierra Nevadas, the ocean, or a river? And if you clicked on the wrong thing, it would just be red, and then you'd have to click on the right thing to move on. And then it kind of gives you a little summary of like where Drippy is going. And then you get to play the next level, and so on. And it repeats till, I think, for 7 levels.
Oh, very good. Thank you very much.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Ava is an 8th grade student from Murrieta who was able to preview the new video game, Drippy's Journey, one component of a newly developed educational program from the Western Municipal Water District. You can find out more about the Western Municipal Water District at their website at wmwd.com. Our thanks to Ryan Shaw, Director of Water Resources, and our student video gamer, Ava. Join us again next Wednesday at 2 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. right here on KVCR for Inland Edition. To hear this episode and past shows, visit our website at kvcrnews.org/inlandedition. You can also listen to Inland Edition on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play Music. Search for Inland Edition on your streaming service. Inland Edition is a production of KVCR News. Support for this production, including writing and editing, comes from Sharina Wad, Rick Dulock, and David Fleming. And we get technical website and social media support from Tim Steidel, Sean Houlihan, and Andrew Caravella. I'm your host, Lillian Vasquez. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.